Queensland government has flagged an overhaul of the way the state's hospitals report on patient safety following a review of surgical deaths. Health Minister Cameron Dick has asked his department to prepare a discussion paper about how to improve safety reporting. In particular, Mr Dick wants private hospitals to be subject to the same safety reporting requirements as public hospitals. Mr Dick also moved to reassure residents of the safety of the state's hospitals after a report found more than 70% of surgical deaths could have been prevented.
I want to reassure Queenslanders that things are going well, that safety is a high priority for our government, it's a high priority for our health system, and that we already perform very well when compared to other parts of Australia.
A man who kept police at bay for 5 hours during an alleged siege at a Melbourne home has been remanded to face court later this month. The 26-year-old Thomastown man has been charged with possessing an imitation firearm, other firearms and bail-related offences following Friday afternoon's standoff on Wedge Street in Epping. Officers first spoke to the man as he exited the home, but he rushed back inside. Six people, a 23-year-old woman and five children, willingly stayed inside the home with the man during the alleged siege. Inspector Peter Tatter-Rendelman said the standoff was the culmination of an investigation into a series of theft and firearms offences. A truck driver will face a Sydney court after he allegedly forced a Honda Jazz into a concrete barrier during a road rage incident on the M4 motorway. Police say the Honda driver was not injured, but his car was heavily damaged following the incident at Greystanes in Sydney's West on Friday afternoon. It's alleged the truck and trailer were travelling parallel to the Honda when the truck driver leaned out of the window and threw an object that fractured the car's windscreen. The truck then changed lanes in front of the Honda and its trailer collided with the car, which was forced into the centre concrete dividing barrier. The truck continued west on the M4, but police have since spoken to a 33-year-old Auburn man over the incident. He will face Parramatta Court next month on charges of malicious damage, menacing driving, failing to stop and assist after an impact causing injury, and not giving particulars to the other driver. Overseas, and a US destroyer has returned to port after colliding with a Philippine-flagged cargo ship off the coast of Japan, which badly damaged the vessel and left seven sailors missing. Search and rescue efforts are ongoing. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports from Japan.
The USS Fitzgerald is now tied up at the Yokosuka Naval Base south of Tokyo. It took most of the day to limp into port with the assistance of a powerful US Navy tug. The ship has a huge gash down its right-hand side, where the Philippine-registered cargo vessel ploughed into it early this morning. The US Navy says several compartments on the Fitzgerald were severely damaged, including the ship's radio room and two berthing compartments. Some of the seven missing sailors may have been asleep in those compartments when the collision happened.
Also in news, the death toll from the Grenfell Tower fire in London has risen to at least 58. This is Air News. Sunshine Coast Lightning have had a crushing victory over the Giants in the inaugural Super Netball Grand Final in Brisbane. The battle between the two new franchises saw the hosts recover from a quarter-time deficit to control the rest of the contest and run out 65-48 victors. Carla Mostert picked up a much-deserved MVP award. Carlton midfielder Bryce Gibbs delivered one of the individual performances of the season as the Blues secured back-to-back AFL wins with a 10-point victory over the Gold Coast. The 28-year-old picked up 43 disposals, 10 tackles, 8 marks and booted two decisive final quarter goals as the Blues held off the Suns for a 12-11-83 to 11-7-73 win. It lifts Carlton to 15th on the ladder, joining the Suns and two other teams on 5 wins for the season. Gibbs told the ABC they'll be fighting that hard every week to try and make it to the finals.
We've got a long way to go still. We've had a good couple of wins, but by all means, we've done nothing really. So we'll attack the next couple of weeks full on, and hopefully we can keep the momentum going.
Cronulla have staged a stunning NRL comeback to down the West Tigers 26-22. The Tigers looked to have put the nail in the Sharks' coffin, crossing in the 71st minute to take it to 22-14. However, the Sharks scored twice in the final 6 minutes to snatch a valuable 2 points and sit in second spot temporarily. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy. There's a chance of showers along the coastal fringe, a slight chance of a light shower elsewhere in the city, but we're heading for a top temperature of 19 degrees. We'll cop a shower or two, only be very light. Jimmy, what about out at Parramatta and up at Port Macquarie.
Beautiful sunrise this morning, Raymond. Parramatta, currently 11 degrees. And if we have a look at Port Macquarie, of course, they're racing today. Showers and a maximum of 20 degrees.
Milos Nikovic, Rolando Vodovic, can hit them from long range, will try one.
Chas Mostert, 250 hard-fought kilometres, and Super Cheap Auto Racing is well victorious. Done. Well done, Chas Mostert.
What a way to finish off. Here he goes. He winds up, Buddy. Eight or not? Yes! Eight is great for Buddy Franklin. The siren sounds and the Swans' first win. They've had to wait 7 weeks longer than they thought.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome to your Sunday. Hope you're having a great start to the 18th of June, 27. I know we're enjoying our start to the day in here. We'll get to more of that a little bit later. Adrian Bott will be up from the Waterhouse Bott team. Supply and demand, very impressive yesterday. We'll have a chat to Adrian about that. We'll do your race replays, Raymond. Bjorn Baker. Ho, ho, ho! Metropolitan Treble, thanks very much for the stable. First time that he's done it. He's usually a very confident young man, Bjorn Baker. I can only imagine what he's going to be like today. We'll have the scratchings with Tanya. Peter Peters and I will reveal the bet that we currently have going.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
After a lot of texting and so forth on Friday night, Raymond.
I'm backing you in there.
You were involved in, yeah, we'll get to that. Never short of an opinion, Zorb, and that's why we love him. We've got him on the program. Matthew Dunn, just another Tab Highway win for Matty Dunn. It's just incredible how he does it. Phil Moss will join us in the studio. Jake Trbojevic. We're going inside the Blues camp. Have a chat to, well, he was a key figure in that win at Suncorp Stadium, so we'll have a chat to him about that. The Z&Z quiz. Score update.
Is it 12-10?
12-10?
12-9, 12-10. Live radio, it's very... I think it's 12-10.
No, you're wrong.
12-9.
No.
Is it 12-11?
You're right.
Game on, Jimmy Smith. 12-11. Game
no,
on.
It hasn't been the best start to today's preparations, too. Again.
We'll get to that very shortly,
we'll
too.
We'll get to that very shortly. But, next thing we go. Legend of the game, Dr. George...
Paponis.
Dr. George Paponis, captained his country. Studied for a medical degree, so during the course of that was playing first grade rugby league, and then he started playing representative rugby league, and then of course he captained his country to 5 straight test victories. But what we want to talk to him today is about the 27th of September 1980. Grand final day.
One of the great grand finals.
Arguably the greatest grand final try of all
Steve
time.
Steve Geerin's try.
And Dr. George Paponis and the Bulldogs, known as the Entertainers, raised the J.J. Gilton and Shield.
Did Ray Warren... tagged them the Entertainers that year?
Ooh. I think
Ted Glossop's Entertainers.
I think they were tagged the Entertainers even the year before. Of course,
I reckon
they
it was Rabs.
They made the grand final the year before.
Oh, was that grand final?
79?
Yeah, 17-13.
Yeah.
I reckon Rabs was the person who tagged them the Entertainers. We'll ask Dr. George.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dean Bulldog Ritchie with all the latest from inside the Blues camp. We wonder how Dean's preparation's been. Of course, that's vital to the way New South Wales play.
Live and die by Dino's preparation.
Well, he thinks he's part of the team, so we might as well... get him in on that. Trent Lanscale from tab.com.au. Scotty Foster as well. And, of course, your calls, 1353. You can get us too on the SMS, 0419 SMSBSB. That's 0419 767 272. And what we've seen, Ray, I know we've had some great footy over the last couple of days, but we are all building up to Wednesday night and what's to transpire in this huge game. Huge game. The way I look at it, Raymond... if New South Wales don't win this game, it's not impossible, but it's the next closest thing to beating Queensland third game up there, Jonathan Thurston's last. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, everyone. I think you're right, Jimmy. I think I heard you guys talk to Billy Slater during the week.
Yeah.
He's got that calmness about him, hasn't he? He's got that professionalism. They're going through their routines again, Queensland. They've got their A-team back, so to speak.
Mm.
I don't know, Jimmy. Are you working on Wednesday night?
I am, actually.
What's your gut feel?
I've got no doubt that New South Wales should be confident because they were so, dominant up there. And if you look at the players that have come back in for Queensland, there's undoubtedly it's a stronger side, especially in the middle of the field. And, of course, Thurston and Slater add that touch of class to the back line as well and to finishing off things. But the fact that it's being played at ANZ Stadium, which history says is a huge factor in New South Wales' favour, they must go out there with confidence. They must go out there with confidence, and I'm sure that's the case. In saying that, I can't believe the price is... Well, it was $2.40. It's now $2.25 Queensland.
Yeah,
to me,
ridiculous.
it's a line ball game, almost a toss of the coin game.
And you're right. If New South Wales doesn't win Wednesday night, can you imagine going back up to the Calder and, as you said, with JT's final game for Origin with the series on the line? Almost impossible.
Yeah. Well, they were talking that up. We were up there for game one. They were talking that up at game one.
There you go.
Game three in Queensland was selling better than game one. So that's what we're going to ask of players from New South Wales to go up there and win if they don't get the job done on Wednesday night. Rabbitohs 36-20 over the Titans. Outstanding game from Angus Crichton.
What a star.
Three tries. Oh, nearly ran for over 200 metres, I think it was.
Powerful. He's got a step.
Yeah.
Good ball skills. Great hole runner.
Rugby union background. He played Australian Schoolboys Rugby Union for 2 years.
Whenever he gets the football, you just hang on. What's going to happen here? He's exciting to watch, isn't he?
And that's pretty much been the case all year, hasn't it? If it's not Sam Burgess, it's Angus Crichton that's providing something positive for the Rabbitohs. Last night, the Storm Cowboys game was as good a rugby league you want to see.
Glimpse of the future?
Yeah.
Brodie Croft? Curtis Scott?
Brodie Croft was outstanding, and they need someone to step into Cooper Cronk's hole. He's leaving.
Yep.
He's gone.
Because we asked last week who would be the next halfback, and
that's
scratching your head. I think we might have seen it last night. Brandon Smith, how good was he?
I've been a massive fan of Brandon Smith for a long time.
Potential replacement for Cameron.
He'll be a replacement for Cameron Smith, and he's a very different player to Cameron Smith.
And Curtis Scott was very good, so once again, Craig Bellamy has got depth in areas when you think, hang on, what's going to happen when the big three leave? Almost like he's got them covered.
You know who I think is the one that is potentially underestimated? It's interesting that he's been asked to join the Queensland side as 18th man, is Cameron Munster.
Didn't he play well last night? Jeez, good player.
You know what I love about him is that every time you think there's an option here, well, should I go myself or should I rely on someone else to do it? He will throw a dummy and try and do the hard work himself.
Yep. He takes it upon
himself. Excellent bit of work. So 23-20. The Sharks and the West Tigers. Oh, Tigers fans, give us a call.
But is that a sign of a good? Is that a sign of a good team, even when they don't play well? And it's happened a number of times this season. The Sharks find a way to win, Jimmy Smith.
Well, they played really well. They made so many line breaks, but they just didn't convert that into tries and points on the board. So, but you always got the feeling, didn't you?
They're going to come back.
You always got the feeling that they would get them in the end, especially given it was the West Tigers. You know, something's going to happen. So now the West Tigers find themselves bottom of the table.
Can I ask why you're looking a little bit dishevelled this morning?
Oh, I'm not sure that I am looking so dishevelled, Ray.
I think you are.
However,
you're not on TV this morning.
our talkback topic is today...
Inspired by...
Falls from grace.
Spectacular
falls from grace. And I guess there's only one. Given the fact the US Open is on at the moment, there's the big one, and that is...
Norman.
Eldrick.
Tiger Woods,
spectacular.
Masters 96. No, Tiger Woods. Yeah,
well,
no.
Greg Norman could be one. Masters last 96, round, 96.
Yeah.
But have you got a fall from grace?
I was going to say it.
go on, say it.
I'll think about that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, what I think is important.
What inspired the talk topics more important?
Well, that's it. Mm. And I think I'm going to make a bit of a general announcement to everyone on the team. Okay. And that is when you become the top rating program on the network, right? Ray? When you become the top rating, the important thing is there that you don't become complacent.
I've got no idea, Jimmy.
Right, thanks, John O'Shea, getting involved. Look, what I think is important is when you do get to the top of the hill, it's very hard to get there. A lot of people say it's even harder to stay there. So what I'm saying is, Ray, now is not the time to be complacent.
So why did you sleep in this morning? For our listeners, Jimmy Smith has arrived at about probably 60 seconds before we've gone to
air. That's not right.
Absolute panic.
3.5 minutes, I think there was...
Looking disheveled. Personal hygiene's an issue. Have you heard an alarm clock, Jim? Have you...
Oh, my goodness. Thank you to my three children, Austin, River and Avery, for waking me this morning.
Hence, you saw the sunrise because you were bolting over, breaking all lane speed records to get here.
Beautiful sunrise. Got a little bit sideways getting off the Warringah Freeway, but all good. Got here, no problem.
I've got to say, though, in the 7 years that we have been working together,
yes,
apart from that one time when I found you asleep on the couch and I stayed here the night before, we've managed to not be late.
No, we haven't.
And you actually got here on time just, albeit preparation for the show somewhat like.
Well, luckily, Ray, I do most of my preparation the night before.
Did you? Okay, yeah. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. Hence, you arrived confident and...
Oh, no problem. I'll step into here. And I know we're such
a heavy
professional team. We're such a professional team that I know that anything like that won't be mentioned. You know, it's just play on, six to go, away you go.
Oh, you don't want us to tell the listeners, is that what you're saying?
No, go for your life. Yes, ladies and gents, a little late this morning. Last week, we were the ratings juggernaut. This week, we're barely to air. How quickly things can change, Raymond.
Do you reckon management's listening?
Wouldn't have thought so. They haven't listened all year. They haven't listened this all year at this time, so I don't expect them to start now.
It could be a pep talk come Monday.
So anyway, what we're looking for, ladies and gents, 13:53:53, is spectacular falls from grace.
I'm trying to think of one.
Well, I tell you
what. Tigers are biggest, obviously.
We've got four tickets, by the way. Mm. A family pass. Four tickets to today's game at ANZ Stadium. That's between the Parramatta Eels and the St George Illawarra Dragons.
And it's in a special spot too. What's it called?
What is the special spot?
Is it the centre line?
Oh yes,
seat
it is. Centre line seats. Yeah.
Courtesy of ANZ.
Courtesy of Arthur and the team out there at ANZ. So thank you very much for that. And you might see Sydney sporting royalty if you get out there at the appropriate time.
St George Illawarra versus Parramatta. Yes.
Correct, Thomas. Mm. Tanya Thomas. Also, we have two tickets available for State of Origin, courtesy of tab.com.au.
So how do we win those?
Best call, best email, best SMS. We'll split them up. SMS/tweet. How about we do that?
And do our listeners ask which one they prefer?
Well, I tell you, if you do a call, it means you're going for the tickets today.
Okay.
If you do an SMS or a tweet, you're going for the tickets on Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Did we clarify that?
Sounds good.
So if you want to go today to the game, ring up and give us your biggest, most spectacular fall from grace, or let us talk about anything that's been going on, the Super Netball, the rugby yesterday, the AFL, anything you want to talk about, the rugby league, the origin coming up, anything in sport that you think would be of interest to us and our listeners, give us a call on 13:53:53, by all means, okay? Or if you want to go to the game on Wednesday night, you've got to send us an SMS or a tweet. And, of course, the SMS number is 0419-SMS-BSB. That's 0419-767-272. And the tweet's at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. And Judy, of course, given the issues of last week, the misunderstandings.
Well, we'd love to hear from you, Judy. Jimmy's felt bad all week, haven't you?
Well, not really, but...
Judy, trust me, he rang me up after the show. He was very worried.
If we could clear that up, that'd be great. So, 13:53:53, spectacular falls from grace. So there you go. The Big Sports Breakfast weekend. The ratings juggernaut that was nearly stopped.
Nearly derailed.
Nearly derailed because someone's phone didn't go off.
Is that the reason, was it?
Yeah.
So you haven't got a spare alarm clock or traces?
No, I've never done that. In all the years that I've been doing this, I've never had the backup alarm until
what's
tomorrow.
Happened to your phone? I tried to ring you all morning.
No, it's gone. It's dead. I thought, I'll get in the car and I'll charge it up. Mm. It mustn't have charged overnight because it was nearly down to no battery when I went to bed. So I put the charger in and I thought there.
So you've had a Barry. You've got no phone, you've no alarm clock. You barely scrambled in here in time.
Yeah, yeah. But... As they say in the classics, the show must go on, Raymond. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance with 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Huge reductions. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance.
Champion Stakes and lift up the fight.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
We Win bigger with a trackside multibet. Combine runners from different trackside games and get better odds. So whether it's greyhounds, harness racing or thoroughbreds that take your fancy, you can select your favourites across all codes. Available for win and place bet types, as well as bundle bet. Look out for the yellow button on the betting terminal at your local tab and place a trackside multi today. Trackside, the game is always on. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio is committed to bringing you the very best in racing and sports. There's the National Racing Service every day from midday with winning tab market movers, interviews and all the racing action. Before that, Racing HQ has the latest race news Tuesday to Friday from 9. And Sunday to Friday, the Big Sports Breakfast presents everything that moves in footy, motor racing and more.
Daniel Ricciardo joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast.
If you love racing and sports, you love Sky Sports Radio.
Got more than one horse on your mind? Bundle all the runners you love in the one prize, and if any of them win, you win. Plus, combine your bundle bets into a multi and get even greater odds. And it doesn't just end at racing. Add your bundle bet racing legs together with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. So place a bundle bet multi for more excitement, more runners, and more chances of winning today. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
You played the ball out to being tackled by Milford.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres
at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. Spectacular falls from graces is our theme today after Jimmy's near miss. Very near miss to arriving late. Some great SMSs already coming in. What are you doing, Jim? I can't read them because...
Yeah, well, would you believe my computer stopped working?
It's not happening for you, Dave. Everything's just going wrong. Yeah. This is from Lance Armstrong, Hands Down.
Oh, yes. Yes. Who's that from?
Jack from Old Bar, I think.
Jack from... Oh, no, that's Ray from Old Bar, isn't
Jack
it?
Is looking... Oh, this is a morning breakfast show.
Yeah, now go for it.
He's looking very sexy this morning. His French maid's outfit. Ray from Old Bar. That means, Jim?
Oh, see, Stuart Clark always felt that there was Jack from Old Bar and Ray from Old Bar, and he thought, well, maybe they live together and they're a couple.
Okay. Yeah all right.
And Ray's confirming it here in many ways.
Exactly. Peaky Pete, g'day, boys. What about Mike Tyson, world champion to jail? Was he charged for rape? Was he found guilty for rape?
Yeah, he was in jail for 3 years.
And then biting the ear of Evander Holyfield. Good one. Lance Armstrong gets a run a few times, doesn't he? You know, didn't fall from grace. He plummeted, crashed, nosedived and smashed to earth. That's from Master Monkey.
Yeah.
Don from Carlton. He's got a pretty good foursome. Lance Armstrong, Grant Hackett, Brendan Favola, James Hurd. Spectacular falls from graces.
Has to be Ben Cousins. Thanks, guys. Go the Blues. That's from Jason.
Did you see that report the other night?
No, I didn't.
Ben Cousins? You'd hope he gets his life back in order. One man who has got his life in order.
Hang on, you've segued from Ben Cousins to Adrian Bott.
Do you think he'll take offence?
Well, let's find out, Roman.
Adrian, good morning. I hope you take offence to that.
You there, Adrian?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, Adrian, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy.
Adrian, did you hear Ray's segue into how he got to you from Ben Cousins?
I just caught that up late.
I thought you might have taken offence to that pregnant pause there, Adrian. I'm glad
that
you did.
It all takes quite a bit to offend me, so all right.
Terrific. Hey, Adrian, thanks for joining us. I know you were up at Ipswich yesterday, but you would have watched closely Supply and Demand's win over the 2,000 metres in the Kensai Handicap. Does this horse just continue to surprise you, Adrian?
Yeah, he certainly does. Look, we've asked him to step up each time, and he just keeps answering the questions that we've put in front of him. He's really been a tremendous horse, a really, really versatile horse, and look, he's just been a fantastic horse to have in the yard and to be able to train.
So what do you think distance-wise? Do you just think, right, well, let's push him out to 2,000 and see how, I think it was 1,800 last start. Do you just keep pushing the envelope? And I think next up, maybe 2,400 for the Winner Cup.
Yeah, definitely. Early on in the horse's campaign, we had a sort of set preparation for him. We were targeting the Scone Cup over a mile, and he ran well in that race, and so it was a very, very good effort. But he came out of that in good order. And we thought, all right, well, what's next? We had a few different sort of targets for him around there, and it's just pretty much a race-by-race scenario with him to see how he's responding. And would look at our next target after each race and, you know, adjust his training accordingly. So the program sort of probably dictated where he went to, and we were looking for opportunities to step him up. And we went from the mile up to 1,800 metres, and he performed well. So 2,000 was the next logical step. And, you know, yesterday I thought it was a really strong run. He showed his versatility again. He was able to sit off the pace. And, you know, he does have that turn of foot. He does have the ability to cruise along in front.
Mm.
So it's great to be able to have those sort of assets behind you. And I guess, again, the 2400, the cup race was probably never on the radar a month ago. But, you know, I think we sort of really have to, you know, listen to what the horse is showing us. And I think that we need to give him his opportunity in a race like that. It looks the ideal stepping stone for him. When a horse like that's in career best form, you know, they seem to be able to do anything.
Yeah, you almost have to go there now, don't you, Adrian? And given what happened yesterday, a little slow out of the gate. So obviously as a horse who's sort of forged his race career so far on being in front or right up on the speed, it might have worked, been a bit of a blessing in disguise, because Rachel King said afterwards, and no doubt she's spoken to you, Adrian, that the horse settled beautifully in behind the leaders, and that gave him the chance to run the 2,000 right out.
Yeah, definitely, and I guess you know, that's where we have an advantage depending on how each race sort of shapes up or pans out. You know, we've got options. If there looks to be no real pace in the race whatsoever, we'll, you know, we can take it up, and we'll know he'll still be able to see out a strong race. But if there happens to be a lot of pace on, we'll, you know, we know he can sort of duck in, get a bit of cover, and still produce a, you know, produce a turn of foot.
Mm. And what about Rachel King? I mean, we spoke to her 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? With the first Saturday win, a Metropolitan win, and then that was two on that day. She's gone again yesterday with Supply and Demand. Clearly an informed jockey who's enjoying what she's doing out here, Adrian.
Oh, she absolutely loves what she does out here. You know, she works so hard. You know, certainly one of the hardest workers we have in the stable. So from our perspective, she deserves every bit of success that she gets. And early on when she first came out here, you know, she was very disciplined, and in terms of sort of the work that she was doing, she spent, you know, she'd work all morning in the, you know, riding track work. She'd travel numerous hours to all the country meetings. She outrode a country claim first, outrode a provincial claim first. And as I said, she's very disciplined before. Yeah, she knocked back plenty of good opportunities early on in her career to take rides in the city, but you know, she bided her time and was very patient. And once she sort of outrode a provincial claim, or you know, the next logical step was to take more opportunities in town. And yeah, it's just been the right timing for her, and she's riding full of confidence at the moment. She's obviously very, very fit. You know, we certainly don't miss her in the track work in the morning. She rides plenty of work, and I think she's really strengthened up the course of that. You know, particularly even the sort of 12 months in. Yeah, she positions horses very well, and horses just seem to naturally travel for her. And just I think in the last 12 months, her strength has really been just getting stronger in the finish on those types of horses.
Yeah, she's a breath of fresh air, isn't she, Rachel? She really enjoys what she does. Look, Adrian, the stable's going great, even with Gay halfway around the world. So, look, congratulations to you. And, well, Supply and Demand, I think, as you said, he's deserved his chance to go to the Winter Cup in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us this morning, Adrian.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Adrian Bott, doing a great job there with Gay Waterhouse. Of course, the big story from Ray Thomas in Friday's Daily Telegraph about the Waterhouse and Bott partnership, and all those persistent rumours around there. I guess he's going to get them all the time.
Hey,
can't do anything about that.
A couple more here, Jimmy, from Spectacular Falls from Graces. How quickly we forget Ben Johnson.
Oh, yeah, good one.
From the top of the world to the bottom of the world in one day.
So now an ambassador for a betting company. Yeah.
That doesn't sit well with me. OJ Simpson, and more recently Tim Simona from Steve. That's a good one, OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson and Tim Simona, yeah, very much
absolute
so.
Absolutely. Ben
Johnson from the top to the bottom in one day. And Jimmy, my dad used to say, wakey, wakey. Okay, we can't finish that, Steve. So anyway, we know what you're getting to there. Morning, boys. Gary Ablett Sr. from God to Nobody. Grant to Newey from Newey.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Keep them coming, because we have got 2 tickets to Origin for the best SMS tweet around our talk topic today, or indeed any topic. Same too for the calls. We've got four tickets to ANZ Stadium, courtesy of ANZ Stadium, 1353 53. So why don't we get to them right now, Raymond? Mm-hmm. Anthony is there with a question for you.
Good morning, Anthony.
Yeah. Would the New Zealand America's Cup bid last year qualify? That doesn't qualify, does it? That's different, isn't it?
What's that?
Well, they were 6-0 up or something, weren't they?
last America's Cup. I think they led 8-1 and needed to get to 9 to win.
And they lost it, didn't
And they lost. Yeah.
Anyway, and probably the Carlton football team is another one that fall from grace.
I'm wearing my shirt today, Anthony. We're two straight.
Can I ask you a quick question each?
Yes, fire away, Anthony.
For Jimmy, would Kevin Walters be comfortable with Darius Boyd defending at left centre because he's marking up to Josh Dugan, who doesn't pass the ball, so he can just line him up all the time?
I totally understand. Yeah. It amazes me that Josh Dugan, and look, he's a quality player.
But
he can't pass. Mm.
Yeah, that'll help Darius Boyd, won't it, defensively?
It makes Blake Ferguson less dangerous.
Yes. Anyway, that's good. Maybe I should phrase Tedesco a bit and maybe let Josh Jackson play the ball, you know, use his ball skills and maybe to put Darius in the back foot, maybe on Wednesday night. Otherwise, he'll just tackle all day. Anyway,
Good point. Yes.
Darren Bredman, his job has improved immensely over the last couple of years. It's been unbelievable. Yeah. Has he improved enough for him to jump on a horse, even just a little bit of light trot and canter, or you still can't do it?
I don't think he would now. He's getting close to 50, if he's not quite 50. I stand corrected there, Anthony. Put on a little bit of weight, obviously. And with his job that he's got now out at the Dolphin, obviously
he's improved enough, though? Or?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Certainly. Last 12 months have been amazing, hasn't it?
And quickly, Johnny Letts had a dual licence where he rode a mortal in the afternoon and went to Glade Derby and rode
that's right,
night.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Josh Adams should get himself a dual license?
You know what? I reckon Josh is just happy riding winners again, mate. I think that's the biggest hurdle he's crossed.
That was good. No, it was good to see him. Yeah, good to see. I think he said he's still riding a bit of work with his parents anyway, on the trotters. So. Yeah,
they're a big harness family. That's a good call, Jimmy.
Anthony goes in. Very strong, Anthony. I'll put a little asterisk beside the name of Anthony. By the way, the Josh Adams story, your one-on-one story, and...
Did you watch it, Jim?
Absolutely, I watched it. I thought it was exceptional. So not only well done to Josh Adams, but well done to you. And, gee, it pains me to say this, well done, producer Jeremy. He's involved in that program, isn't he in some way, show?
Gun producer,
Does he
Jeremy.
Get you cups of tea in there? I'm thirsty, Jeremy. Please give me a cup of tea.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
One team.
1353 53, the open line number. Hello, Adam.
Yes, g'day, boys. How you going? A couple of questions. Mate, the Sydney Swans, Kurt Tippett.
Yeah.
He got to get back in the first grade. Playing reserve grade, you got 7 goals, the most out of anybody in the team. The Swans can't kick goals except for Buddy Franklin. Mm. What has he got to do?
I think he might be back in next week, quite frankly. Even though the Swans are winning and they got out of jail again against Richmond, I think, Adam, he'll be back in next week, Kurt Tippett.
Okay, and the next thing is the West Tigers. Ahead by 8 points last night against the Sharks.
Mm.
2 shots at penalty goal right in front. Why don't they go for those 2 points? They know the Sharks have got points in them. Even without Maloney for FIFA, names out, they can score points. Why don't they go for those 4 points?
Good question. Mm. Why do they try to offload in their own half?
Exactly, 100%. But as a gifted 4 points, they lose the game by how many points?
2
4 points.
Yep.
You know, 2 points is a penalty goal straight in front. Take those goals.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point. Just on the Swans, 12-8-80. 10-11-71, spectacular fade out from Richmond. But I tell you what, they're what now? 5-1 their last 6 games.
Yes,
the Swans
after being 0-6 start.
0-6, they'll make the 8.
They're 1 win out. Yeah, Blue Boys are 5-7. Instead of throwing it in.
Did we get the hashtag going or
not yet.
Rebuilding?
Jimmy and Ray, Justin Thomas has just eagled the 18th to shoot a 9-under-63 at the US Open. He equaled Johnny Miller's record US Open score of 63, but that was on a par 71. This is the first 9-under round in a US Open. Patrick Reed earlier shot 65, fourth round of 65 so far, which is the most in the US Open. So Justin Thomas, a 63, there is 11-under to lead the tournament.
Yeah. There is a 3-way tie for first. Justin Thomas and Charlie Hoffman and Tommy Fleetwood, the Englishman, all at 9-under. Then we've got Patrick Reed and Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, Brian Harmon all at 8-under.
Where's Mark Leishman, Jim?
To find the best Aussie, it's Mark. Well,
Mark Leishman, last one left.
Find the only Aussie is.
Oh, he's hanging in there.
He's 5-under, 1-under through 13 today.
And 5-under for the tournament.
5-under for the tournament. 1-under through 13. So he was 4-under after his first round, and then a par round yesterday of 72. So he's going pretty well, Mark Leishman. Mm-hmm. Very disappointing. First time in major history that the first, second, and third ranked golfers in the world did not make the cut.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, gee. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day. One, two, three, all out. So it's a tough course, but they're still shooting well. It's a tough course, but they're still shooting well. 13:53:53 is the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
June is 10% end of financial year extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 10% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapwares, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. This June, use the code RADIO for your extra 10% discount at astivita.com.au. astivita.com.au.
Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance with 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Huge reductions. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in store and online. Harvey Norman massive half yearly clearance.
Enjoy black type racing at Rose Hill Gardens from some of the best vantage points on course. Ranging from the affordable to the exclusive, settle in for a day of racing action at one of the fabulous trackside dining options at Rose Hill Gardens. Ever-changing seasonal menus, race day themed street food vendors, and tailored corporate packages will have you and your guests enjoying the best race day entertainment. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at theatc.com.au.
This truly magical thoroughbred Able Friend going to win the Champions Bowl in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea. The best of Asian racing. Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
Jaguar. And oh, they've lost the ball for Fafita. Fafita for the line. He's got himself another try.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. Race replay time. And Jimmy, race two, just dreaming. I'm still trying to work out how she won.
At the 300, High Mist and Just Dreaming about to tackle it. Semi-Doubt back to the inside, Insensita and Faraway Town are coming. It's High Mist, Just Dreaming, Insensita, Faraway Town with the last shot. Just Dreaming, Just, from High Mist and Insensita. Just Dreaming's digging hard and Just. Just Dreaming from Insensita and High Mist. Faraway Town.
Invariably, Chrissy Lees, when he brings them to town, has some success there with Tommy Berry, $8.50 for Just Dreaming. And what do you think long-term, Raymond?
Well, Chris Lees did mention a Coolmore Classic next autumn. So she's a very tough filly, refuses to lie down. Speaking of tough, Test the World makes it 4 straight for Bjorn Baker.
Test the World, 250 in to go, just in front of on the outside, trying hard upscale, Nonpareil and Foreign Affair are coming, and then Feeling the Love, where to look at the 100, Test the World, upscale, Foreign Affair, Feeling the Love, it's Test the World and upscale, Test the World, oh, Test the World, maybe just... Maybe Foreign Affair had a dip late and so too upscale. I think the inside may have just lasted. Either Feeling the Love or Nonpareil.
Oh, there you go. Mitch Manners got it right, didn't he?
It,
yeah, Test the World got there. He's having a run, Bjorn Baker. I know the 3 winners yesterday, Metropolitan, but...
career best season and everything.
Career best season, and the ladies are going well. The fillies and the mares.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah. You don't want to expand on that?
No, he's
we can do that with Bjorn later.
Oh, gee, you're a hard man. Supply and demand. Here's a horse in terrific form. He was too good for Toucan Chew.
200 left to run. Supply and demand moved up to Toucan Chew. Montauk and Mighty Lucky late. It's Supply and Demand just in front of Toucan Chew. Montauk ran to third, but Supply and Demand will win again. Supply and Demand 3/4, Toucan Chew. Montauk third, Mighty Lucky fourth. Araldo Jr. and So Willie the next pair in. Then followed Allegria.
Supply and demand, just too good, Jimmy.
Yeah, and Adrian Bott mentioned keep testing the horse and it keeps coming up with results. Rachel King is the rider there who's been in great form herself as
breath
well.
Fresh air, Rachel, she really is.
Is she?
Yeah, no, she's bubbly, effervescent.
She wasn't upset that I called her a backpacker that just
stayed. She laughed, thought it was very
did
funny.
Did she? Right, you know, okay. So for all those people who sent in SMS saying how rude it was.
Rachel was cool with it.
Okay, sure.
Bjorn Baker produced another really promising horse yesterday. Gee, it was good, Sir Plush.
Badajoz after Fickle Folly, but Sir Plush is about to pounce all over those at the 150. Sir Plush hit the front from Fickle Folly, Badajoz, and then followed Magic Alibi, but back first up with a bang. Sir Plush raced away and won it by an ever-increasing 2.5. Badajoz second, third, Fickle Folly, and fourth, Pioneering, I think.
So there we go, Bjorn Baker. We talked about how good the stable is going. Sir Plush finally getting on the track, what the work is like during the week.
Yeah, he says he shows him the world at track work. Very promising horse. He believes there's a stakes win in Sir Plush, even this preparation.
Okay.
Ipswich Cup day yesterday.
Yes.
They had to delay the start of the Ipswich Cup, Jim.
Why is that?
Massive fight in the infield. Coppers were called, etc.
Is that right?
Yeah, gentleman arrest. Yeah, but didn't matter to Self Sense. He absolutely romps in.
Self-Sense in front. Court Star the inside. Benzini plugs home from Jumbo Prince and Paragon, but it's all Self-Sense. It's racing clear with the cup. Benzini goes to second, but Self-Sense about six lengths in front, and Self-Sense bolts in. Self-Sense pulled up by six lengths on the line. Second goes to Benzini. Third, Jumbo Prince. Not sure fourth. With Choiser.
Caloundra Cup.
Self-Sense, very comfortable.
Caloundra Cup.
Caloundra Cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gee, he was dominant, wasn't he?
A couple of weeks.
Yes, one of about seven links. Eyeliner Stakes, the last for our race replays, the feature sprint at Ipswich every year. Monsieur Gustave.
Where are the sweepers? Shiraz down the outside, runs home. Flamboyant still in front from Tail Event. Coming down the outside is Monsieur Gustave, and Federal weaving through. Any stride on the outside, they hit the line, and it might be Monsieur Gustave. Monsieur Gustave, I think, has won the eyeliner from a photo. Federal in his stride, and close up, Akator or Flamboyant for four.
You ever seen the Monty Python's The Meaning of Life?
Yeah, long time ago. Yeah.
Mr. Gustave?
Oh, that's it, yes.
How are you feeling today?
Better. Oh, that's very good, sir. Better get a bucket. I'm about to throw up.
Okay, I don't know how that's related to that horse, but there you go.
Real quick one. A horse won yesterday at Ipswich.
Yes.
Black Booker. This is a really promising horse. Race 4, number 6, Revenir won the 2-year-old race.
Who's it? Where's it?
Godolphin.
Okay.
Gee, I think he's a nice horse.
Okay, so James Cummings will be getting
looking
very excited about that.
Yeah.
When does James take over? Next month?
July 8, I think it is.
July 8?
From memory, yeah.
Oh, so why not July 1?
He's probably in there now, doing it now.
Yeah, probably. But yeah. Well, then why not July 1? Start of a new financial year.
I could be wrong about that, Jim. I'll stand corrected, but anyway, early July.
Early. Let's agree on early July. 1353 is the open line number. Yeah, so it's just taking a little bit of time for my website to update with the
definitely
US.
11 under Justin
Thomas. So he's 11 under Justin Thomas. It's still saying 9 under, but... Yeah. 11 under Justin Thomas. Falls from Grace. This is the one we wanted you to get involved with. This is a topic today inspired by, look, as we said, when you're at the top of the mountain.
You don't want to keep going there.
What, Ray? You said we should do this.
I did not.
When you're at the top of the mountain, when you're the highest rating program on the network, it's very easy to lose sight, lose track, lose focus. And it's just a...
You know, lovely Tracy is listening to this.
Just a word of warning.
Five alarm clocks now for you.
It's just a word of warning to everyone in the team, you know, stick with it.
You know,
now's the time to work.
For 7 years we've been doing this, you'd think the pitfalls of working on a Sunday morning would happen more often.
Yeah. Yeah. Well...
That's no excuse, though.
I thought you were giving me one there.
Not really.
Yeah, no, you weren't. Oh, fair enough.
Alan Bond went from awards from a nation in winning the America's Cup to being broke and then in jail.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's this one. Jimmy and Ray, pretty sure it was Bill Morty who dubbed the Bulldogs the Entertainers in a Big League article. But get a second opinion from Dr. George.
Thank
Not
you.
Bad, John.
Yeah,
you see what
one.
He did there? Not
clever.
Bad. That's our mate John from Moorbank. That's
He's
very
in
good.
The running.
He's an old Bulldogs man too, so he'd be very excited about hearing Dr. George. That'll happen just after 9 o'clock. Right now, we'll take a break, and after that, we'll be back with Bjorn Baker.
It's end of financial year time. You know what that means.
See your accountant.
No, it's Bing Lee end of financial year sale with huge savings at all our stores.
And after the sale, see your accountant.
Why?
The government's small business tax rebate up to $20,000 per item. If purchased by June 30, you might be able to claim a new fridge or coffee maker or a massager to reduce stress.
I might see the accountant.
Why?
To see if I can claim stress-related work.
What stress?
You.
The Bing Lee end of financial year sale. On now.
running the Penrith Mazda for an amazing end of financial year deal on a new Mazda. Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock and over 50 utes on display in their Mazda Ute Centre, which means at Penrith Mazda you get the best selection and the best prices on a new Mazda. So come in and see the Mazda specialists, but hurry in before their amazing run-out deals run out.
6 acres out there.
Exclusively revealed by Jimmy Smith. You've marched the whole 6 acres.
I stepped it out. Yeah.
Okay. You definitely can confirm.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I had the little book, you know, had the surveyor's hat on
little,
and everything.
What's the little thing you used to call?
Meter. Yeah. Yeah. Right. What's anyway, a meter wheel?
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Meter wheel?
That's it. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master dealer, family owned and operated. I reckon they're hot favourites, make it 2017 as well.
Yes.
Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
Win bigger with a Trackside multi-bet. Combine runners from different Trackside games and get better odds. So whether it's greyhound, harness racing or thoroughbreds that take your fancy, you can select your favourites across all codes. Available for win and place bet types, as well as bundle bet. Look out for the yellow button on the betting terminal at your local tab and place a Trackside multi today. Trackside, the game is always on. Gamble responsibly.
Out of the pack comes Clearly Innocent going into second from counter-attack. Jungle Edge in front. Here's Clearly Innocent on the outside and shortly afterward. Clearly Innocent stormed up, hit the lead. And Clearly Innocent, the king of Scone, races clear at Eagle Farm.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. This man's had a great weekend so far, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
The All Blacks won by, was it 73-0 on Friday night against Samoa?
No, was it, wasn't it 80 or 78-0?
Was it 78? Either way, it was anyway. An absolute caning. And he went to Rose Hill yesterday and cleaned up with 3 winners. Bjorn Baker's been good enough to join us. Bjorn, good morning. Been a pretty fair weekend so far for you.
Yeah, it's morning, guys. Yeah, been a really good weekend. Super day yesterday, so I've got a spring on my step this morning.
Been a really good year, Bjorn. And do you attribute that to anything? Do you attribute it to the foundations that have been laid over the last few years or, you know, good horses coming into the stable, all of the above?
Oh, a little bit all of the above. I've got a great team around me. I've got a fantastic bunch of staff and we're all good mates and that's part of it, but also, I've been patient with a lot of these horses, and I guess Rome wasn't built in a day. It does take time, and you look after horses, and they come back. And I've only been in Sydney now, I think, coming up. This is the end of my 6th season, so it takes time to develop horses. So I must say I'm enjoying it. I love it. I love getting out to the races on Saturday. It's definitely the highlight of the week, every week.
It certainly is. And Bjorn, the 3 winners yesterday, I think, fit into that category of developing horses. Look, the mare or the filly Test of the World, she's just terrific now. 4 wins, 4 starts this preparation. Surplus, dynamic first up yesterday, and Collateral's just grown an extra leg since coming to Sydney.
Yeah, I must say, well, Test of the World, I've always had a big opinion of her, but she's always been a little bit backward. She's obviously got a really good ability. She's got a really good will to win. And I think she's going to be better next time. Collateral's been the big surprise packet. And Surplus, I've always had a lot of time for him. And he always suggested he could win like that and start sort of. I've always thought he's a stakes class horse. So it's nice to see him do that yesterday.
What about Surplus? You know, the work is always very good and maybe hasn't transferred that to the track and perhaps until this point. That gets a little bit frustrating, I'd imagine, Bjorn. Do you keep doing what you're doing? Do you try new things with the horse to try and help it find that track form?
Oh, you're always learning, and you definitely make one or two mistakes along the way. I'm just trying to make the best educated guess we can. And I think one thing with him, he's definitely a very good horse, fresh, and probably over the shorter trip. I've tried getting them out, but I think one thing, this preparation, we'll just try and keep them on the fresh side, give them space as runs, and keep them to the shorter trips. So, I don't know, I was pretty thrilled with that one. Funnily enough, Maury McLeod, who owns them, he's been a really good client of mine, and he's a champion bloke, and he races the father punt, so it's funny how it works out.
Yeah,
I was very thrilled with Maury yesterday.
Yeah, Pins was a very good horse. Bjorn, can you cap the season next week. You've got Egyptian Symbol and Bonnie O'Reilly in the final Group 1 of the Australian racing season, the Tats Tiara.
I hope so. I guess both of them are going pretty well. Egyptian Symbol ran well in the Stradbroke, and Bonnie O'Reilly, she's super consistent. So I think if both of them can draw well, they're definitely in with a good chance.
And what's it mean for the stable when you're having this success too, Bjorn? Obviously, it gives you that high profile. It allows you, you come under the radar of more people who are more owners who might be interested in taking their horses to you. Is that reflected in the people who stop you and say good day, the phone calls you get, etc.?
Well, Jimmy, if you're ringing me on a Sunday morning, things are going pretty well. When you guys don't call, I'm in trouble. I think winning Saturday races is crucial because really that's your shopfront window, as I say. So it's the best advertising you can do is win city races in Sydney and essentially, regardless of what you're doing anywhere else, Sydney's the main focus for my stable, and I love it here. So it does. It's definitely, it has an impact. And I don't know, I've never won three before, but I'm hoping it helps with everything.
Yeah. Well, look, we expose you to a pretty big audience here on a Sunday morning, as reflected in the ratings that came out last week, Bjorn. But if there's one word of warning that we could give you is just not taking your eye off the ball once you get to that point. You know, you've had your three Metropolitan winners, and that's the time to work harder, not to, get a little bit laid back.
What the hell you're talking about?
What we're talking about is that there's one person in this team, Bjorn, and I don't want to say too much, but there's one person in this team who just hasn't quite lived up to the expectations of the team in the lead up to today's program.
No I in team, Jimmy. You remember that?
Oh, don't worry. Ray and Jeremy constantly tell me that, and then they go off and do their own thing.
No, that's not true. Hey, Bjorn, before I let you go, just a quick one. Grant from Newey, one of our listeners, has asked us to ask you about your soon-to-be champion, Nobody's Puppet. Can you tell us a bit about that horse?
Oh, well, she's by Ridden Tycoon, so that gives us we're on the front foot from the start. But she's a lovely grey filly, and still early days. I think she's going to take a little bit of time, she's work in progress, and she's only two at the moment. So hopefully as a three-year-old, she'll come back and do something.
Well, Grant's riding her home. We'll look out for that. Hey, Bjorn, look, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. And congratulations on the...
You didn't mention the America's Cup.
Oh, I didn't want to go there.
Two races this morning. Been a bunch of Aussie mercenaries.
That's why we didn't mention it.
Spittle didn't have as much spittle today.
Well, that's just capped your weekend, Bjorn. You've had the treble now.
Great. I'm supposed to get up. I put my alarm on at 3 a.m. this morning, but I slept in.
Hang on, what did you say? An alarm. Jimmy Smith needs to have one. He doesn't know what an alarm is. He got here about a minute to spare this morning.
There was 3.5 minutes remaining, Bjorn.
He broke all land speed record. You didn't have an alarm. See, even Bjorn Baker's got one.
You mean he was a minute late for makeup?
Thankfully, we are not broadcast on television.
A minute late for makeup. You love it, eh, Jimmy?
I tell you what, I need to get there an hour early for makeup, not a minute late.
See you guys.
Good on you, Bjorn. Fantastic. Great to have Bjorn on the program. Actually, I tell you what, he can spruik. Now we'll find out. Oh, yeah, I love my sailing. America's Cup.
New Zealand are going
well. Oh, we love our sailing. He would never have been near a sailing boat in his life.
He actually mentioned to me yesterday, I forgot about that. He said having a great weekend because the All Blacks won easy in Samoa, got the treble, and he said America's Cup's going well, so he is following it.
Yeah, well, of course he is. here we go. This is Paul from Huskers and Falls from Grace, Danny Nicolick, Damien Keogh, and a bloke I didn't want to point the finger at, John Hopewadi. Paul from Huskers. Paul, he's a TV star now.
This one
on the Professor's Program, Second Year Syndrome.
It's true. This one from Des. Hey, boys, love the show. Falls from Grace, how about Hansy Cronje? Fell from Grace, then... Fell from space, yeah, Hansy Cronje.
Hansy Cronje is a very good one. Who's that from?
Des. Put him down the list.
Des, okay, Des gets a start here. All right, now let's go to callers now, wanting to have their say. 1353 53, the open line number. Adrian is on the line. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, good day, guys. Have you got George Rapace coming on play, have you?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
Adrian, let me assure you, we will not be putting your questions to Dr. George, but thank you very much for your offer. Adrian, if you had an option, if you wanted to send questions to Dr. George, why didn't you go to the fan forum?
Oh, I'm not a member.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, anyway, it's up to you if you want. If it's going to be sloppy anyway.
Just Adrian, if you could SMS them in too, we'll discuss them in the break.
Okay. Look, just on rugby, and then also I'd like your opinion on the Dragons Canterbury game. With rugby, that Bodine Barrett, honestly, watching the league and you know the last 20 or 30 years, the greatest halves I've ever seen are Jonathan Thurston and Wally Lewis. Mm. I've got to say, if I'm putting two halves together, it's Jonathan Thurston and this Bodine Barrett. He is unbelievable. He's already better than Dan Carter. And I love Wally Lewis, but I think I'd have to go with Jonathan Thurston and Bodine Barrett as my halves. They're phenomenal. And the Wallabies, honestly, they should just call the jam off and not play the All Blacks. It's going to be embarrassing.
Well, thank you, Adrian, for your call. Bodine Barrett, I haven't seen enough of him, but statistically, he's outshining Dan Carter.
It's extraordinary.
Which is incredible. You just thought, oh, well, where are they going to find another Dan Carter? Well, they got one maybe better straight away. So that's incredible. And Jonathan Thurston, when you talk about him, Jonathan Thurston, of course, he's coming into the Queensland side that's playing on Wednesday night.
He makes a difference.
Gives you an understanding. In saying that, he'll be, what, second game?
That is JT.
It'll be his third game in 74.
Normal rules don't apply to JT.
Third game in 74. Okay.
Normal rules don't apply to him.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. 1353, the open line number. Before we get to our next caller, for the first time this morning, we say good morning to Tanya with the scratchings. Morning, Tan.
Morning. Morning, everyone. Racing in New South Wales today is at Port Macquarie and Muswellbrook. We'll start with Port Macquarie. The weather is fine. The track a heavy 8. The rail is out 5 metres the entire circuit, and there are 31 scratchings. But the first is clear. So start with race 2. Take out 11, Weavered. 13, Glowing Feeling, 14, Shadow of Dreams, and 15, Zippy Zack, 11, 13, 14, and 15. Race 3, number 11, Abundant, 12, Allo Allo, 13, Cinderella Lady, 14, Dubai, or Flying Dubai, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Out of race 4, number 1, Asti Chops, 2, Ackerman, and 13, Done Runnin', 1, 2, and 13. To race 5, take out 1, Mr. Snowman, 5, Guided, 12, Spartan Warrior, and 13, El Teniente, 1, 5, 12, and 13. Out of race 6, number 3, El Teniente, 12, Eddie Would Go, 13, Locomotive Breath, and 14, Just Imagine, 3, 12, 13, and 14. To race 7, take out 4, Single Chance, 12, Opera Blue, 13, Art's Got a Gun, and 14, Dylan's Luck, 4, 12, 13, and 14. Race 8, number 3, Crooked Stick, 12, Hula Girl, 13, Forever Alone, and 15, Morning Fair, 3, 12, 13, and 15. And race 9, take out 7, Central Witness, 13, Maso, 14, Raucous, and 15, Little Moots, 7, 13, 14, and 15 out of race 9 at Port Macquarie. To Muswellbrook, the weather is overcast, the track a heavy 8. Now, the rail is out 4 metres from the 1280 to the 1000 and 8 metres from the 1000 to the 300, and there are 17 scratchings. Out of race 1, take 6, Hayden Boy, and 7, Bryden May, 6 and 7. Race 2, number 9, Bell Serenade, 13, Queen's Gambit, 15, Magic Dream, and 16, Who Called the Cops, 9, 13, 15 and 16. Race 3, number 4, School Fee, 5, Atlantic Edge, 10, Spotty Socks, and 14, Garn Star, 4, 5, 10, and 14. Out of race 4, number 8, Kingston Heath, number 8. Race 5, number 3, Rage Niz, 5, Oscar's Choice, 9, Mashanti Stealth, 3, 5, and 9 out of the 5th. Out of race 6, number 8, Ginger Snap, and 11, Phoenix Sunrise, 8 and 11. And race 7, take out number 1, Explosive Scene, number 1 from race 7 at Muswellbrook.
Okay, thanks, Tan. Port Macquarie today is War Hope Cup Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think our best bets, first and last race today, Jimmy. Okay. Race 1, number 1, Uncle Rodriguez. Could start very short. Worry about the price. Into...
How'd you go last week? 1 from 4.
Yeah, I know.
One from four.
Into race 9, number 1, Sheila Rised, bet of the day. So race 1, number 1, Uncle Rodriguez. Into race 9,
you
number 1,
do the
Sheila
all up
Rised.
There.
Yes, I think
okay.
so, yeah.
All right, yep.
Muswellbrook,
yep.
Race 2, number 7, Homely. Good each-way chance here in the second. Into race 3, number 1, Cogito.
Race 3, number 1, Conchita. So there you go. We will put those out on social media if you missed them. But they are race tips for the day. In very good form. 1 from 4 last week. Probably didn't get a return on investment last week, but no. It's getting close. Why don't we... Can we take Dougie?
We'll take Dougie
just before the break. Here, Dougie's on the line. Hello, Doug.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. How
good morning, Doug.
Not bad. Tamari Martin and Peter Hicker are leaving Penrith, I believe.
Yeah. Well, Tamari Martin, what I heard during the week was the North Queensland Cowboys.
Yep. Yeah. It's all locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose they're not good enough. I suppose that's what Gus Gould's getting everything sorted out with their half positions and what.
You know what they are good enough to do, Doug? I think they're good enough to play NRL, but they're not good enough to play NRL at the Panthers.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the coach has got his head screwed right on and he knows what he's doing, you know, all the time.
Yeah, well, good on you, Dougie. Sorry, mate, we've got to go to the news. But, they're a very strong squad out there, and they're starting to show that on the field. It's 8 o'clock on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend. After the news, we'll have a chat with Zorba, Peter Peters.
Out at the prospect of the Turnbull government sealing a deal with the Greens on schools funding reforms, despite the fact it could result in fast-tracked spending and significantly more cash. Extra schools funding promised by the Turnbull government could be rolled out 4 years faster than planned and a new independent watchdog put in place under a deal with the Greens to pass Gonski 2.0. It would be very disappointing indeed to see a secret deal between the Greens and the government on schools funding, opposition education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek says. A man has a broken nose and suspected facial fractures after 3 men jumped into his car in Sydney's southwest and began punching him. Police say the 47-year-old victim was in his parked car at Punchbowl around 4:45 yesterday afternoon when 3 unknown men began assaulting him. The assaults continued onto the road where the man managed to break free and run to a nearby licensed premises for help. 3 offenders aged in their 20s fled on foot with the man's mobile phone and car keys. Queen Elizabeth II and senior royals have marked her official birthday in the annual Trooping the Colour celebration. The 91-year-old monarch was greeted by hundreds of well-wishers on a sunny day in the heart of ceremonial London. She rode with her husband Prince Philip in an open carriage in the procession along Horse Guards Parade. The day began on a sombre note, however, when Elizabeth and Philip observed a minute's silence in honour of the victims of the horrific London apartment tower fire, the death from which is now at least 58. Authorities in the Philippines say up to 300 people are now known to have been killed in the battle with Islamic militants in the southern city of Marawi. The BBC's Brenda Marshall has more.
Hundreds more soldiers are being deployed to Marawi, where the militants are proving difficult to dislodge and intense fighting is taking place. Marawi, on the island of Mindanao, is historically a centre of Islam in the overwhelmingly Christian Philippines. President Rodrigo Duterte has said the fight has been made more difficult by the presence of foreign fighters from the Islamic State group, who've learned the art of brutal killing in the Middle East. The military has said fighters from Chechnya, Yemen, Malaysia, and Indonesia are among the militants who have been killed.
To the US, and the judge in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial has declared a mistrial after jurors were unable to reach a unanimous verdict. The jury deliberated for more than 52 hours over 6 days before telling the judge they couldn't agree. One of Cosby's lawyers told CBS there clearly wasn't sufficient evidence against the entertainer.
We have worked very hard to present a case to this court, to this jury, to these 12 people who work tirelessly to listen. This is what happens. Juries are stuck. When a prosecutor seeks to put someone in prison for things that are simply not presented in the courtroom.
Cosby was accused of drugging and molesting a woman at his home in early 2004. Prosecutors say they will retry the comedian, who remains charged with 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. Also in news, a person has died and another has been injured after the car they were in crashed into a parked tipper truck at Helensborough between Sydney and Wollongong around 2 this morning. This is AIR News. Melbourne Storm's post-Cooper Cronk future is in safe hands, with teenage halfback Brody Croft nailing a field goal in extra time to secure a 23-22 NRL win over North Queensland. With veteran Cronk absent on State of Origin duty and leaving at the end of the year, 19-year-old Croft put his hand up to replace him in a thrilling finale at Amy Park, his first game of the season. Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy says Croft spent a lot of time at training this week practicing his field goals. Bellamy also says he's proud of the effort his whole team put
put in.
I thought we defended really well, and I thought we really created some opportunities in the first half and couldn't quite finish a couple of them off. And I thought the second half, you know, we were in complete control, to be quite honest, until the last 10 minutes, and then we completely lost control, and it nearly cost us in the end.
Chad Wingard has slotted 3 goals for Port Adelaide, who have overcome a plucky Brisbane by 40 points to take 4th spot on the AFL ladder. Brisbane trailed by only 3 points late in the second term, but Port booted 7 of the next 9 goals to seize momentum. Final score 18-13, 121 to 12-9, 81. Supercars leader Fabian Coulthard and teammate Scott McLaughlin have scored a 1-2 finish for DJR Team Penske in Darwin. The win extends Coulthard's lead in the overall standings to 34 points, while McLaughlin narrowed the gap on second-placed driver Jamie Wincup to 6. Nick Percat rounded out the podium yesterday, his first since joining Brad Jones Racing. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Motorcyclists agree hazards can appear in an instant. Have you got what it takes to make the right choice? Test your skills at righttolive.com.au. A message from the Transport for New South Wales. In Bankstown, we've got a 2-car accident on Canterbury Road just past Gibson Avenue. One westbound lane is closed. Delays heading to the airport. It's heavy on the M5 East approaching Mar Street. And Mar Street and Airport Drive approaching the International Terminal. You might want to give yourself a little extra time. Coastal roads are looking good, though. Roads around Coogee, Bondi to the east and Cronulla to the south appear okay. Shift your chest cough or challenge your dry cough with Bisolvan. Available at Cincotta Discount Chemist. Famous for value, famous for care since 1952. Use only as directed. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather today. It's a spectacular day. Beautiful sunrise in Sydney town today. It's the first time I've seen it on a Sunday for quite some time. Partly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers along the coastal fringe, a 30% chance elsewhere. Winds south to southwesterly, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour. A shower or two and a maximum of 19 degrees. Raymond, what about at Merrylands? And I'm going to send you down south to Mollymook.
Merrylands, currently 11 degrees, partly cloudy. Coolish start. Mollymook, lovely part of the world down there, Jim. Currently 11 degrees as well at Mollymook. Partly cloudy day, a top of 16.
Milos Ninkovic now has the chance to win the title for Sydney FC from 11 metres. The Johnny Warren medalist, the best player in the league this season. If this goes in, it's Sydney's crown. Ninkovic scores! Dreams have come true in Sky Blue!
Looking at Lee, wanders off the rail, now with 3 lengths to make up and a 16th to go. But always dreaming is digging down, and always dreaming is holding on. Looking at Lee, can't catch always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Across the ground, look at Dugan fly high and bring the ball down. Johnson away to Chilvas a check.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Second hour, plenty happening. Peter Peters very shortly. Matty Dunn, another winner for him in the Tab Highway. Thanks very much. Phil Moss will be in the studios as well. Going inside the New South Wales squad. And I tell you what, it's a real Manly feel about it. I think Mossy lives over at Manly somewhere too. Where does Matty Dunn live? He doesn't live at Manly, does he?
North. Willumbar. North. Way up north.
Yeah, but so Jake Trbojevic.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Speaks very well.
Speaks very well. Yeah. I tell you what, you admire the way he plays the game good as well player. Too, don't you? Very good defensively. He'll be very important for the Blues on Wednesday night.
In game one, that was his Origin debut, correct?
Correct.
Was not overawed one little bit, was he? It's like he'd been playing it all his career.
No, and you had no concern that he would be overawed. I know he played a couple of test matches, but he just gives you that feeling.
It's his temperament, isn't it?
So too with his brother.
Yeah,
you put his brother in the first game at Suncorp Stadium in an Origin, you go, oh, no, he'll be right.
It's their temperament, isn't it?
That's right.
They're not flustered.
No, not at all. And the ZNZ quiz, scoreline update?
12-11.
12-11.
Massive
fight back. We've got our spectacular falls from grace as our SMS topic and our call topic as well. Remember, we've got a double pass to give away to State of Origin, and that'll be on Wednesday night, courtesy of tab.com.au. That's for the best SMS/tweet. And then we've got, for the best caller, four tickets to ANZ Stadium today.
Correct.
Courtesy of ANZ Stadium, Arthur and the team out there. Centreline seats, no less.
Magnificent
for the big game for the Eels taking on St George Illawarra. Our man who is giving us all the latest in the world of rugby league is Peter Peters. He joins us on the line now. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Pete.
Now, let's just clarify for the listeners out there what our bet is leading forward with Angus Crichton. You offered me tens that he would not play State of Origin by the end of 2020.
Well, we're not allowed to bet, but...
No, yeah, but if
that,
you did...
That would have been the case. If we, if we could, that's what I would have done,
Yeah, right. Okay.
But look, I think he's an exciting young player, but he's got a long way to go. And before, look, he played well. Four line breaks, 200 metres, three tries. But he was playing the Titans. And let's see how he goes against the good sides. He's a young tearaway. I just have a problem with anyone with a name like a hamburger.
He can play, though, Pete. He was good.
He can play. Yeah, but he comes from rugby, and he plays a bit like rugby.
Oh, hang on a minute. He played for the Young Cherry Pickers as a kid.
Yeah, well, so did Ray Warren. Did you know that?
Oh, there you go.
No, he was a... I thought he was...
Ray Warren played for the Young Cherry Pickers. He played 5'8", and I wish I could have taken him around on a yo-yo string because he was good to play against.
Actually, Zorb might know. Zorb, can you recall gave the Canterbury team that won the 1980 Premiership the nickname the Entertainers?
I think E.E. Christensen from the Sydney Sun.
There you go.
Well, we've had Bill Morty.
Yeah. I thought it was Rabs. Obviously, it wasn't Rabs. So.
No.
Anyway.
I don't think so. I think it was E.E. Christensen, Ernie Christensen.
Fair enough. I thought Zorb might know. Hey, Zorb, Wednesday night, Jimmy made the call earlier, and I think he's 100% right. If New South Wales don't clinch the series on Wednesday night, it's almost mission impossible, given JT's final game will be back at the Cauldron in Brisbane.
Look, this is just an amazing game of football coming up on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Queensland have bolstered their stocks. I mean, any side that brings in Valentine Holmes, Jonathan Thurston and Billy Slater, their backline, is going to be more potent. And they're going to be able to lay on more tries, score more tries. But when they're packed, is bolstered, and I think it's been bolstered well.
Yes.
Gavin Cooper, Tim Glasby, Cohen Hess, Jared Wallace. Cooper's a veteran, but he just never has a poor game against any company. Been around a long time, you know he's going to do the job. The other three are young, and they won't give an inch. I think the ridiculing of Glasby this week certainly wasn't called for. I think it's gone beyond what we expect in the lead-up to Origin, where anything goes, but that young bloke's done nothing wrong. The fact that he holds down a spot in the Melbourne pack week after week and does really well, look, he's going to be fired up, and I think his teammates will be fired up for him. I think we've lit the fuse here.
Yeah.
New South Wales, same side, did very well. Got to do it again. Tough job. I think it's a compelling game of football. Can't wait for it to start.
$1.65 New South Wales, Queensland $2.25. That in itself is strange in my mind. I know ANZ Stadium is a big advantage for the Blues, but I'm amazed at that price, Silver.
I'm amazed at that price too, and I think New South Wales have to use the home ground advantage this time. Like you, I think if they go to the Cauldron for the third one, they won't win it there.
No, very tough for them. All right,
I think Queensland, pardon me, are going to be a great chance on Wednesday night. As a matter of fact, I'm reluctantly tipping them with a start in this game.
And then the other thing about it is too, which is it's sort of flown under the radar a little bit, the fact that Papali he's not starting, but he's now being used as a middle forward as opposed to an edge forward. I think that is a huge positive for them as well.
I've been a bit disappointed in Papali this year. Looking at him for the Canberra Raiders and in all of the games that he's played, he hasn't been the Josh Papali from last year. He doesn't look as fit as he was last year, 12 months ago. I mean, I'd like to see some video of him from last year and then compare him to this year and just see. He seems to be walking a lot behind the play in a game after he makes a run.
Fair enough, Zorb. So you're tipping Queensland, Zorb?
I am.
With the start.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Hey, Zorb, before we get to the big game today between the Eels and the Dragons, two terrific games of footy last night and pretty much great escapes for the Storm and the Sharks.
Well, you've got to give it to them, don't you? Last year's grand final teams, Melbourne and Cronulla, that climbed off the canvas to score vital wins for their teams during this tough Origin time for them. to really flex their strengths and class last night. Mm. Now, Melbourne won 23-22 against a good Cowboys side that led clearly. And they won in extra time. Brody Croft.
Yeah.
What about him? Field goal. Looks like Cooper Cronk. Plays yes. like Cooper Cronk.
yes.
Will replace Cooper Cronk. Mm. And his debut then, set up tries. What impressed me is where he got... He was going to go for a field goal. They rushed up on him. He forced a repeat set of sticks.
The kick.
And then he kicked the field goal. Mm. That is
composure.
Like, and for a young kid, that's amazing.
Great composure.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of it, you get a veteran like Daniel Mortimer, who last played in round 7 in 2016, made his debut for the Sharks, laid on a 78-minute try with a clever grubber kick for Jason Bakuya to score. And the Sharks, bang, out of jail again.
Mm.
The good sides repeatedly do that. I felt sorry for the West Tigers, another lesson to them. And, well, the Cowboys, without their origin players, I thought they did pretty well last night too. So two terrific games.
Mm. Yeah,
while we were on last night,
yeah.
I don't know if it's received much publicity today, but congratulations to the Sharks NYC side. 84-6 they won over the West Tigers. First side to reach 80 points in the competition's history. The second time this season at the top 70 points. What about the halfback, Kyle Flanagan? 2 tries, 12 goals, 32 points.
Gee.
He's gone past 200 for the season. Good luck to the young Sharks. They look like they're going to be for that bomb.
It's amazing, isn't it, the Sharks? They continually are strong. And that side's been strong all the way through the 16s, the 18s, and now into the 20s as well.
They
won the national.
Right,
yeah.
And that's going to hold that club in good stead for the future.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. And they've got some outstanding young players there. Today's game between Parramatta and the Dragons is so, so vital. I want to point out that after today, the Eels are the only club not to have taken 2 points from a bye. So if they win today, they go to 16 points, which in effect will be 20 with 9 games for them to play. Now, 4 wins from 9 will have the Blue and Golds knocking on the door for the 8. Now, this is not going to be good news for Bulldogs and Raiders supporters because listen to the draw that Parra have got. After today, when they play the Dragons, they play the Bulldogs.
Mm.
Then they play the Storm. And that's not all that easy, but then it gets easier. They play the Tigers, the Bulldogs again, the Knights, the Titans, the Broncos, and the Rabbitohs.
Mm,
I think they can finish between 30 and 34 points, and they'll take a spot.
Well, if they finish on 34 points, they'll be closer to fourth spot.
Well, yeah. I can't see Penrith going backwards either.
No.
I can't see North Queensland going backwards either. Maybe St George, but St George Illawarra, they've lost 4 out of their last 6. And after today, they play the Knights, the Titans and the Raiders. So we're going to know they've got to get back on their bike.
Mm.
The Eels, as I said, the next 3 weeks are bye, Bulldog, Storm. So they've probably got a tougher run. But it'll be interesting. But I think maybe if a side's going to fall out of there, maybe it's going to be St George, which will allow another spot to open up for maybe a fast-finishing Canberra or a fast-finishing Warriors or Bulldogs.
Mm,
but
interesting.
It's going to be very interesting.
The Dragons have a pretty good run home, I know that, but I also know that the Roosters, who are sitting pretty well on 22 competition points at the moment, they have the Storm and the Sharks twice, and their home game against the Storm is in Adelaide, and their home game against the Sharks is on the Central Coast.
Yes, tough. That is tough.
So that's making...
They're a quality side, though. Mm. They're a quality side.
Well, they did it in second gear against the West Tigers
last
week.
They're a quality side. I mean, it's interesting to have a look at where the buys have fallen, where they haven't. Parra, with no buys, must be giggling at the moment.
Yeah.
And West Tigers, unlucky for them, I feel as though there was a good performance last night, but they now find themselves on the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Newcastle, of course, with 2 buys, have gone past them. And 2 points ahead of them, but the Tigers can pick that up. I don't think they'll finish last. I think that will be Newcastle or the Gold Coast.
Mm. Hey, Zorb, what about your Zappers, Zorb? Eels, Dragons in 2, State of Origin 2.
What's the start in Parramatta today in St George?
3.5. So St George plus 3.5.
Mm. Okay, I think Parra can cover that. They've not touched by Origin. They need to... their form hasn't been all that good lately. 1-2 of their last 5. But they've got try-scoring ability in them. And I think they've got a better bench with Scott, Matungi, Edwards and Will Smith compared to St George's. I think St George at the moment are missing Ewan Aitken, who's been out with a hamstring injury. He was in fantastic form. And without him, they sort of, and now with Dugan and of course, Frizzell missing for Origin, they'll miss a bit of their firepower. And Ewan Aitken hope that they're missing badly. I just don't think they've got enough tries in. They didn't score a try last game. And I can't see them doing much today.
And Parramatta, you would think, are better for the run for Corey Norman.
Yeah, I think so. The thing about Parra is that they don't have a home at the moment. I don't think they've embraced or fallen in love with ANZ.
No.
So they don't get that advantage that they would get at their old stadium, Pirtek.
All right. Now, what's the rest of your Zappa? Queensland plus the 3.5.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Oh, Zorba. I hope you're right, but New South Wales win. And that could happen in this game.
It could be
well,
that close.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
That's the way I want it to go. I'd love to see New South Wales and Laurie Daly and the boys bring it home. Gee, we're piling a lot of pressure on Mitchell Pearce. And
yes.
It's happened all his career. I know he can handle it. He's a good player. I just think we need to stop comparing him with other people. Stop trotting. I think they're struggling, to get stuff on Origin, because they're trotting out his record versus Gordon Tallis's. What that means, I don't know. It's just ridiculous, some of the stuff. And I want to go back again to that panning of that young fellow that's making his Origin debut. I just think that's uncalled for. And I think if our game's sunk to that level, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, it's an interesting. There's a lot of things at play there. Is it a reflection of access to players that they've run out of story ideas, or what? You know.
Well, they've got great access to the New South Wales Blues in camp, and the Queenslanders have access to their team as well. I think it's just overkill, Jim. You spend all day with them virtually when they're not training and talking to them all the time. There's only so much you can write about it.
Well, Dean Ritchie thinks he's part of the team. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. He's his 18th man.
And while Laurie's coach, he is.
That's true. Zorba, very good, mate. Let's hope you are correct in your Zappa. But New South Wales still win that game on Wednesday night. Great to have a chat, mate. We'll do it next week.
Okay, boys. Bye.
See you, Pete.
There he is, Peter Peters, with all the thoughts on rugby league. You can chip in with it if you like. 13:53:53. And remember, spectacular falls from grace. They're all over. Hi, Ray and Jimmy fall from grace. Marion Jones. Paul at Greenacre.
Yeah.
There you go. There was an interesting one here too. Where is it? Hi, boys. How about a fall from grace related to form, not external factors? Hard to go past Ian Baker Finch. Mitch from Tamworth.
Yeah, it's a good call, you know, because he literally lost his career. Yeah.
Lost it.
He's
yeah.
a fantastic golf commentator now.
Well, we had him on this program as our legend of the game.
But he was at the peak of his powers, wasn't he? Won the British Open as quite a young man in his golfing career. And then, gee, what happened, eh? Got the yips, didn't he? Putting yips.
Yeah, got the yips. Tried everything. Tried to change everything over the course of 2 years, and it just didn't work. 13:53:53, the open line number. A break and back with Matty Dunn.
Every day from midday, the National Racing Service brings you interviews, tips and the all-important tab market movers. And not just for the gallops.
Our late mailman tipped Dan Tucker and it's been back 17 down to 12 for race number 8, so a long odds move.
Sunrise Artist trying to pick up the pair, but Dan Tucker is going to go home and score by 3 lengths on the line, Dan Tucker.
Don't miss Harness, Greyhound and Thoroughbred tab market movers here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, halftime at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
Mum, it's EOFY time. What do we call our sale this year?
The end of financial year sale.
The end of financial year sale? You.
I can say that.
So what?
The end of financial year sale.
You said it again.
Lino, repeat after me. The one and only.
The one and only.
End of financial year sale at Bingley.
The end of financial year sale at Bingley.
I give up. The end of financial year sale at Bingley.
When prices are seriously reduced, store-wide.
It's on now.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it. OneDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Just a quick update in the golf. Justin Thomas is at 9 under for the round, 11 under for the tournament. He had a 63. Incredible. Tommy Fleetwood is in a tie for second with Brian Harman there at 10 under. And then we've got Brooks Koepka at 9 under, Russell Henley and Charlie Hoffman, Patrick Reed and Brant Snedeker and Xander Schauffele, and Siwoo Kim.
That's it.
All at 8 under. So
where's Mark Leishman? Scroll down there quickly. Check the lone Australian left.
There he is, Mark
tournament.
Leishman. He's 4 under, so he's dropped
he's
a shot
there,
again today. He's even through today.
Okay, 7 off the lead to 1 to play. So.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you had some news on Blake Shin.
Blake Shin wrote a winner overnight, or early this morning, at Arlington in Chicago. So that's his first winner since he arrived in America about a week ago. So good on him.
4 tickets to give away today to the game at ANZ Stadium. They're Centreline tickets as well. And you will be with Australian sporting royalty as well. Ray and Tanya Thomas there. So there's a chance to be involved in that. 4 tickets courtesy of ANZ Stadium. And that goes to the best caller today.
Correct.
You've already had some good nominations. Adrian, you aren't one of those. 2 tickets. And by the way, Adrian, you haven't sent any questions in yet for Dr. George that we'll ignore. So if you could do that, we'd appreciate it. 2 tickets to Origin as well, courtesy of tab.com.au, to call us today. And that, the SMS and the tweets today. SMS and the tweets, they get the tickets to Origin. And just on the tweets, we've had this from Macca. Talking about falls from grace, Marion Jones as an athlete, Lance Armstrong as a cyclist, and Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding.
From ice skating.
Yeah, they're 3 good ones, aren't they?
Very good ones. And Mark Pisani says, the biggest and fastest fall from grace was in 9.79 seconds. Hashtag Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson. Very good call. You think about Ben Johnson and Marion Jones, they were probably the most recognisable, if not right up there, athletes of their generation. Their falls were great, from grace were spectacular, weren't they?
As they should have been.
100% correct, yeah.
As they should have been, you know. 100%. It wasn't an unfair fall from grace.
Was a bigger one than Tiger Woods?
Was there a bigger one?
Has there been a bigger one? You think about it, he was...
Well, the thing about Tiger is, and you think about this, when you contrast that to Ben Johnson and Marion Jones, he wasn't cheating the sport. He was cheating on his wife, but he wasn't cheating the sport. Like, it
morally corrupt.
In no way did it take away from his performances on the golf course.
Well, it has.
No. I mean, it didn't. We didn't look back at his 14 majors and go, oh, well, he shouldn't have won the 14 majors.
Sorry,
you know, whereas we look at every event that Marion Jones won and every event that Ben Johnson won, we went, oh, no. Question mark.
Yeah, my point is, though, that they cheated, didn't they? Marion Jones and Ben Johnson. So
cheated in their sport.
Correct.
Yes.
Tiger Woods has literally lost everything. It's his own fault in terms of his career. His golfing ability just seems to have just waned.
Yeah, but that's not related to what he was doing off the course. I think
it's a combination of everything. It's just mentally, he had that extraordinary inner strength, didn't he?
Well, I don't
think
it's
a putt for me to win a tournament.
Yeah, but I think it's his body that's let him down now.
I think it's his mind, quite honestly.
You think it's his mind?
Yeah, I really do.
But his back's gone, and you know,
even when
multiple
he was playing,
surgeries.
He lost the gym. He hasn't won a tournament since a major since 2008, I think, isn't it? The US Open.
Is it 2008?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'll check.
All right.
It's been
nearly a decade.
Correct.
Okay.
So
he had 14 by 2008.
Correct.
You'd have been a brave man to say that he wouldn't win another one, let alone go past Jack Nicklaus.
His record would go.
Yeah. Well, there you go. 13:53:53. The open line number. IBF did not fall from grace. He simply had trouble with his game. Falling from grace is when you do something stupid and embarrass yourself. There you go. That's Tim from Surrey Hills. That's not a bad point.
Cool, actually.
Biggest fall from grace from absolute superstar of the game, AFL player Wayne Carey, fell from revered legend to outcast for committing the lowest of lowest acts when mowing his teammate's lawn. Gary from Silverwater. Good on you, Gary. That's a good one. Then we get this one. This is an interesting one. Raymond? Morning, Ray and Jimmy. I thought if it's okay for you to recycle a talk topic after only a few months.
Hang on. Have we done this before?
They're onto us, Ray. They're onto us. Invariably, our marker is, if we've had it in the last 4 weeks, we won't do it. But if it's been 5 weeks, away you go. Maybe I can raise a talk topic I would like to see. That is sports people I'd like to have seen more of. For example, the Don, Reg Gasnier, Gary Ablett Sr. and George Moore. Just a thought.
Cheers. Good talk topic.
Cheers from Sunny Naruma. That's from Smacker.
I like that, Smacker. We might be using that.
Smacker.
He's in the game.
There is no prize presently on this program for successfully nominating a talk topic, but I'll tell you what, if there was, you'd get it.
2008 US Open.
There you go.
Shouldn't
you're
have spot
on.
Nah,
what do you
remember,
he
had the bad back walking up the fairway during that tournament? That's when his back first really, and it was very courageous.
Right, so he hasn't won one since.
Correct.
And that's where his body's let him down.
His mind's gone, Jimmy. He's lost that inner belief.
Everyone's mind's going on this program. 1353. Oh, let's get it back on track. Who should we get in? Phil Moss.
A good man, Phil Moss.
Champion Stakes and lift up the fight.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
There's tough, and there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with App Connect and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Plus, for a limited time, it comes with free 8-speed auto. Offer ends June 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Just be quiet, you two. Spreading.
No, just talking about
salacious
why you were
rumors.
Late on the show this morning.
ZenZ Jewelers, Phil, have been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of official NRL watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So, if you want the official watch of your team, if you want to get somewhere on time,
is there an alarm on there? ZenZ watches?
Maybe you get an alarm on there. Or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, or if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, if you want to get somewhere on time, see Alan at ZNZ Westfield Hurstville or visit ZNZ.com.au. That's ZEDNZED.com.au. Proud sponsors of St George Junior Referees.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Here's a race day to remember. Join Racing Hall of Famer Jimmy Cassidy at the Can Assist City Meets Country Charity Race Day Lunch at Royal Randwick this Saturday. Hosted by The Pumper, your race day experience includes racecourse entry and parking, delicious three-course luncheon, beverage package, auctions and entertainment from country artist Ryan Morris. Tickets from $200 per person are selling fast. Book your spot now at theatc.com.au.
The man who can see the crowd now rise to acclaim him, because Sebastian Vettel starts off 2017 by winning the Australian Grand Prix. Ferrari on top, down under.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Always on time, this man. That's one of the reasons we appreciate him. Phil Moss from the world of football. Morning, Mossy.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Phil.
I always plug my iPhone in the night before I go to sleep. So
so did I. It just died.
Yeah?
There's something wrong with the phone.
It's fantastic.
It's great. Anyway, I tell you what, Matty Ryan, he's probably got about 3 or 4 iPhones, right? After that. How good is it? Great to see a guy. I know it's going to be a smaller team and they'll probably be favourite for relegation the following year, but it's good to see him in the EPL.
It is, and we all love hindsight, but I can say this with all honesty, that from the moment us at the Mariners saw him play his debut in the first team for the Mariners, we always knew he was headed for big things.
Right.
He had that star quality about him, feet on the ground, beautiful family, and he just you know, he knew what it took to get to the top, and he was just prepared to work hard. And I think the best thing I can say about Matty Ryan from a performance point of view is, for goalkeepers, when they make a mistake, so many of them dig a big hole for themselves because it's such a focus on them. When Matty Ryan made a mistake, his ability to bounce back, and which showed how level his head was just phenomenal.
Mm.
And he's just gone on to great things now, and I can't wait to see him play in the English Premier League. That's fantastic.
Where does Aaron Moy play next season, Phil?
Look, I think, Ray, in short, I think it'll be Huddersfield.
Okay.
And the reasons for that are he played his best football there. He was their star man.
He enjoys it. Yeah,
player of the year. Really resonated well with the manager, David Wagner. They seem to have a very, very good relationship, and Wagner took his game to a whole new level. He's recommitted.
And the crowd
to the
love
club.
Him. What do they sing? Moy's got no
He's
hair,
got
but
no
we
hair,
don't care.
But we don't care, exactly. Isn't that fantastic? But look, apparently Brighton, the club where Matty Ryan's gone, is prepared to break their transfer record. They signed Matty for $15 million. They're prepared to go to $16 million for Aaron Moy.
Wow.
But I think Huddersfield will get his signature. That's without talking to the player, of course, but I'm just putting two and two together and probably coming up with five or six.
It's Brighton. Brighton's down south, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Brighton,
yeah.
Little coastal Brighton Pier. Yeah, okay.
Beautiful area.
Aaron Moy's obviously seen Huddersfield.
What are you saying,
Jim? I've been to Huddersfield. Not much going on at Huddersfield. Probably
there's
not much going on at
good
Brighton.
Football team. Yeah. A lot of hype around
and
it.
And they
at
love
the
him there. They
yeah,
love
yeah
him.
Fair enough. I've actually played at that stadium, the stadium there.
Oh, at Huddersfield?
Huddersfield?
Yeah. I don't know what it was called when I was there, but it's a beautiful, great, one of those boutique stadiums. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well,
fantastic.
It'll be bursting at the seams next season.
And now, so who's going to follow him? Don't we accept that Trent Sainsbury and Tommy Rogic are playing at the elite level?
Well, not now. Sainsbury's gone back to Jiangsu Suning in China. Right now, Fabio Capello, the famed Italian coach, has just taken over there. So he's going to be under the auspices of a magnificent manager. But having made his debut for Inter Milan in Serie A, you'd like to see Sainsbury back in Europe at one of the top leagues. And that's no disrespect to China, but now that you've got Matty Ryan and Aaron Moy who are going to be playing there, and our biggest criticism of the national team in the last few years has been since its golden generation, we've had too many players not playing at the top level, their club football. So now that we've got those two in there, it'd be great to see Sainsbury, Rogic and a few others get to that level.
Do we underestimate someone like a Brett Emerton who played 9 years in the EPL? Like, just to get into the EPL now, we go, oh, how good is that? He was there and a success for 9 years.
Yeah, that's right. Lucas Neal is another one. They had
Harry
fantastic.
Kiel,
Timmy Cahill, Harry Kiel, Viduka. Mm. I mean, we keep...
Stan Lazaridis, he's
Stan Lazaridis, that's right. Mm. We
that
keep
golden
referencing
era,
that
wasn't it?
Golden generation, and we've got to... In some ways, we've got to stop referencing it because we haven't got that now. But you've also got to use that as the barometer, and that's where we've got to try and get back to. So, yeah, and there's other players like Johnny Aloisi. He played in the three top leagues in the world.
Yeah, he did.
The EPL, the La Liga, and Serie A.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Phil, if before we get to the Confeds Cup, if I asked you, if you were coaching the national team, what would your structure be? Would you stay with a 3-4-3 structure?
Ooh.
No, I wouldn't. 4-2-3-1 for
Got
me.
Got to change it,
and not just because that's my favoured system. I think that's what our players suit.
Right.
I think that's a system that suits our players. I don't think we've got three... I want to use the words world-class defenders, but let's just go with three absolute quality defenders.
Yep.
I think Sainsbury is there, but I don't think we've got others that fit that category at the moment. So to play three at the back, we are left exposed. We're asking our wing-backs to do a lot of work up and down the sideline, and you look at the likes of Matthew Leckie, who can offer so much going forward.
Mm.
He's doing a lot of defensive work, and I just think a 4-2-3-1 would better suit the cattle that we've got.
And who's won? Tommy Urich?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah. I think with Timmy Cahill, the support act off the bench at the moment still, but certainly his role on the team is lessening.
$7.50 Australia, $4.50 the draw, $1.40 Germany.
You're going to ask me for a tip?
Of course I am.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. My heart says Australia, of course.
That's
without saying.
Yeah, but
without
what if you had
saying.
To put any hard earned on?
Yeah, look, it's hard to tip past Germany. I mean, look, they're going to be. It's a weakened Germany side.
Yes.
No Ozil, Kruse, Muller. There's only three survivors from the 2014 World Cup winning squad. Seven debutants in this squad that Joachim Löw has assembled, but. Look, I think Germany could field four or five teams and still be at close to a world-class standard. So I think they will get the points.
That's Tuesday, 1 a.m. our time. Difficult question. What's the score?
I'll go with 2-0.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be satisfied
Germany.
With that?
That's Germany,
right? Australia lost 2-0?
Germany 2-0, right. Yes.
Would that be an honourable loss if there is such a thing?
I don't believe in them, Ray. I know what you're saying. Yeah. We certainly don't want to see our national team put to the sword in these big tournaments. Mm. But, look, I think Australia will come out fighting. I really do. I think we'll see a much improved performance because it is a major tournament and they're up against major opposition. I think the Aussie spirit will really allow us to lift. I just don't see that we've got the individual quality to beat a nation like Germany at this stage.
And quickly, a couple of foreign coaches for the A-League?
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, Wellington have already announced Darije Kalisic as their new head coach, with Rado Vidicic as his assistant, who we've seen in the A-League before. But Marco Kurz has been appointed as Adelaide coach, two-year deal. He's had a 12-year coaching career, 1860 Munich, and Fortuna Dusseldorf are among the two higher-profile clubs that he's managed over in Germany. Mm-hmm. And there's reports that Warren Joyce, who was the Manchester United Academy chief, Jimmy. So from your
very well-credentialed then.
And there's talk that he is the favourite to take on Melbourne City, beg your pardon. So the City Football Group apparently in talks for him. He was sacked as Wigan manager after only 4 months. That was his last coaching gig, but he coached the Manchester United reserves for 6 years with great success developing players.
Quickly, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah,
where's
big story this.
Back to Old Trafford?
Big
Huge.
Story this.
Look, there's talks that it could be a $264.4 million transfer.
It's not going to go away,
and
this story.
And they're using sources close to Ronaldo to say that he's not happy with these tax fraud charges, $21 million apparently, that were stored in offshore accounts. He feels it's a massive slap in the face. He's done nothing wrong. These are sources close to him. He hasn't come out and said anything. But watch this space. But he takes on Mexico, 1 o'clock this morning, tomorrow morning, I beg your pardon, with Portugal in the Confederations Cup. Be interested to see what sort of performance he pulls out after that Champions League success.
Yeah, we'd love to see he and Jose Mourinho together. I think that
wouldn't that be great?
Right?
Yes. A match made in heaven.
Good on you, Mossy. We appreciate that, mate. We'll speak next week.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Phil.
There he is, Phil Moss, with all the latest in the world of football.
Got more than one horse on your mind? Bundle all the runners you love in the one prize, and if any of them win, you win. Plus, combine your bundle bets into a multi and get even greater odds. And it doesn't just end at racing. Add your BundleBet racing legs together with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. So place a BundleBet multi for more excitement, more runners, and more chances of winning today. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
If I arrive on time, Mossy, it's a little bit of a concern.
Get an alarm.
I tell you what, one bloke who hasn't missed a beat, been no problem with him stepping up to whatever level you want to ask him. He's played for Australia. Mm. And he played for New South Wales a few weeks ago and didn't miss a beat. He's going to be important for them on Wednesday night. He's the lock forward for the Manly side. And coming from the bench for New South Wales, Jake Trbojevic is good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Jake.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, really well. Well, first of all, congratulations on getting to 1-0, but it all starts again on Wednesday night out at ANZ Stadium. What were the key takeouts for the team and for you from that game at Suncorp Stadium?
Yeah, obviously we take a lot of confidence from it. It's always tough to go up there and get a win up at Suncorp, and we played some really good footy. So obviously it means nothing if we don't come back and stuff it up at our home crowd. So that's what we're looking to do on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Jake. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And Jimmy mentioned earlier how comfortable you seemed in your Origin debut, but can I ask you how comfortable you were? And I preface that by saying there's articles in the Sunday papers today which are quite remarkable about Jared Hayne, how he was on the point of exhaustion at half time. He was vomiting. He nearly collapsed. Were other players in a similar state of fatigue?
Yeah, it was obviously that first half was one of the fastest halves I've ever been a part of. I came on the 20-minute mark or just a bit after, and by half time I was pretty happy that half time rolled around because it was getting pretty fast out there. But I got a bit of a second wind in the second half, which helped a little bit. But yeah, definitely that first half was some really fast football end to end. There was sort of no errors, no penalties. So it would have been great to watch.
And not only the fact that the nature of the game, that it was very fast, but also the fact that you're playing an Origin game at Suncorp Stadium. You hadn't played Origin before. How did you handle that atmosphere? And did the fact that you had played for Australia previously help in handling that?
Yeah, I think it might have. I think it sort of gives you a bit of confidence. You know, you play alongside some quality players, which, as I said, gives you a bit of confidence. But I was definitely very nervous. You know, it was a really long day there. We start kickoff was about 8:15, so it was a really long day. There was a lot of nervous energy, and I was pretty tired, pretty quick because all the nervous energy.
Well, it worked in game one. New South Wales were fantastic, Jake. What do you need to do on Wednesday night to clinch the series, given that I think everyone agrees Queensland are bringing a much stronger team to game two?
Yeah, it's obviously a tough one. You know, such a great side, and, you know, that's the competitors. But I think we're just going to, you know, keep competing like game one. We're really clinical right across the park, so that's what we're going to do and do all the little things right. But, you know, as you said, Queensland's such fierce competitors, it's going to be a great battle out there.
Do you have definitive times? I know these can change in the run of a game, but do you basically know before a game when you'll be on and when you'll be off? Does Laurie talk to you about a plan and then within that plan, what the expectations of you are on the field?
Yeah, I think you have a good idea of when you're going on, but in saying that, they can all change pretty quickly, you know, with injury and that sort of thing. But you definitely have a good idea, and yeah, you go through your roles throughout the week and sort of thing, and what the team, the expectations on yourself, that sort of thing. So you got a fair idea heading into the game, but yeah, as I said, it can change pretty quickly out there.
Jake, how's the vibe in the camp? And we had Aaron Woods on before game one on the Sunday morning show, and he was talking about how focused the team was, how everyone was confident looking forward to game one. Is there a similar vibe about game two?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the performance in game one, you know, brought about a lot of confidence, and everyone sort of came into camp, and I'm really excited and really looking forward to the week because we all had a great time, and we just, you know, really want to back up what we did in game one. You know, as I said earlier, it sort of means nothing if you go to Suncorp and win and come back to ANZ and don't perform. So, yeah, there is a real good vibe. Everyone's really focused, but, you know, there's it's really positive. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's well known about the camaraderie within the team and the it's almost a bromance that's shared between David Clemmer and Aaron Woods. And what's also become public knowledge is the fact that you're trying to worm your way in there as well, Jake, to make it sort of a gang of three. How's that going, and how have the two boys received your approaches?
Well, you're just trying to worm your way in there, as you said, but I reckon I waver a bit, so I'm not quite in there yet, but I'm doing my best.
Right, and James Tedesco, apparently there's a fullback trying to get involved in that forwards gang too.
Yeah, Teddy's trying to get in, and now my brother's in camp. He's trying to
get
in there too.
It's going to
be a big group soon.
That's great. Oh, just on that, Tom, how's... Yeah. In my mind, and I won't expect... Well, actually, you can comment on it if you were like Jake, but he would have been a certain starter except for that injury. I guess the disappointment of missing out is tempered by being included as 18th man or within the squad.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he was obviously disappointed to get injured up there at... Don't talk a few weeks ago against the Broncos, but, you know, that's footy, and he's only young, so hopefully we'll get a few opportunities down the path. But I'm really happy to be in camp and just really, really enjoying it and soaking them up and learning as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jake, 3 days out, what's the preparation between now and Wednesday night for the team?
We've got a post-session today against Manly 20s, actually, and then day off tomorrow, then captain's run on Tuesday, and then head into the game pretty fresh.
The changes to Queensland, and from your point of view, especially with those middle forwards, and of course the fact that Jonathan Thurston is back in there, what have you guys looked at? I think universally we accept it's a stronger side. Has that been mentioned by you guys within the team and the threats that the new guys actually pose?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, they've brought in new players and players that are in form, so it's going to be a really tough Queensland side as it always. Jonathan Thurston and Billy Slater too is going to be a better side. So, we've done our homework this week, and you know, it's going to be a really tough battle out there. And they've got a great bench and a great ball touch, so it's going to be pretty fierce out there. But just really hoping we can leave off where we are working on game one and just do it the same way.
Terrific.
And we've got to ask you too, Manly, humming along pretty nicely too. Must be exciting for you guys to be playing in a side that is now racking up some wins too and making your way into the eight.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's really exciting. As you said, Manly, such a proud club, and you know, the last couple of years have been pretty disappointing for everyone. So it's really been good that we've had a few wins. I just hope we can hold on and be in the finals here at the end of the year and keep performing well.
Jake, fantastic to have you on the program. We appreciate the fact that it is a build-up to a massive game, and you've given us your time this morning. Good luck with the game on Wednesday night, and may you go well for all of New South Wales.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Good luck, Jake.
There he is, Jake Trbojevic, a standout footballer, standout young man
and
as
media
well.
Performer.
Always does really well, and you understand why he's captaincy material out there at the Manly Seagulls,
absolutely,
don't you? We're going to take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend. Before we do that, though, it's amazing when you think, producer Jeremy thinks you're going to go to the break and not call for a quiz contestant.
We almost did, didn't
we? No, I didn't. Yeah, no, okay. I knew what he starts waving his arms, you know.
I was concerned.
Look,
I was better
you turn up late once. You turn up late once.
Hey, should we? Is it just once?
You turn up late a couple of times.
You fell asleep once. Yeah. One of our listeners has referred to an incident in Hong Kong.
Who is that?
I thought that was forgotten by now.
I can't believe there's still people listening. Anyway, 1353 53, if you'd like to be a part of the quiz, the Z&Z quiz, the scoreline is I'm 12, so despite all those faults in my game, I'm still beating you, Ray Thomas.
Correct.
Just after a massive comeback from Ray. So call now if you'd like to be a part of the quiz and win for yourself a Z&Z watch in the team colours of your choice.
That might have an alarm.
Needs one.
June is 10% end of financial year extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 10% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapwares, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This June, use the code RADIO for your extra 10% discount at astivita.com.au. astivita.com.au.
Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance with 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Huge reductions. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in store and online. Harvey Norman massive half yearly clearance.
Go, Harvey, go.
All covered, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the champion stakes and lived up to the fight.
International Racing at its very best. 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Win bigger with a trackside multi-bet. Combine runners from different trackside games and get better odds. So whether it's greyhounds, harness racing or thoroughbreds that take your fancy, you can select your favourites across all codes. Available for win and place bet types, as well as bundle bet. Look out for the yellow button on the betting terminal at your local tab and place a trackside multi today. Trackside, the game is always on. Gamble responsibly.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
All right, really need to get today started for me.
It's not happening for you at the moment.
So, Raymond, you've allowed me to go first, which I appreciate. And Matt is on the line from Wagga Wagga. Here we go. G'day, Matt.
How are you?
Yeah, really well, mate. Let's hope you have a better start to the day than I did. Question one. What was final score in State of Origin Game 2, 2016? Was it 26-16, 24-14, or 22-12?
Oh, this is a tough one to start.
Yeah.
When in doubt, go B.
No, it was actually 26-16. This is producer Jeremy's response to my through, comment on air last week saying, well, mate, anyone can sit around with a big league and be able to get those questions.
He took that to heart. He's come through three very tough ones here.
Okay, here we go. Who scored three tries in that game? So that's game two, State of Origin 2016. Was it Dane Gagai, Corey Oates, or Darius Boyd?
Has to be Gagai.
Yes, oh, well done, yes. Well good work. Here we go. Producer Jeremy's very special third question. Which country finished second in voting behind Russia to host the 2018 Football World Cup? Was it the Netherlands, Spain, or England?
Oh, wow. They're not easy.
No.
Start them again, sorry.
Netherlands, Spain, or England?
The Netherlands.
Oh, when in doubt. It was Spain. It was Spain.
Is there a lucky loser in those voting? Seriously, who would ever remember that? Who could find that?
No one would. And that's
producer
why producer
Jeremy.
Jeremy
that's Sonnet. Why he gets paid the big bucks.
Does he get paid big bucks? Why are you and I doing it for Paul Coffey?
I've been leaving those discussions for you for management for some years now. Yeah. Jim, how are they going?
Yeah, exactly. What sort of bargaining power do I have? And they said, well, what sort of preparation did you do last week? Oh, I got here 3.5 minutes beforehand.
90 seconds beforehand.
Yeah. Over to you, Raymond.
Okay, Eris is on the line. Eris, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, 1-2 I'm backing you in here, Eris. Here we go. Question number one. What was the final score in State of Origin Game 3, 2016? Was it 18-14, 2016, or 22-18?
2016.
18-14.
Such confidence too, Eris.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. It's question number two. Who scored the first try in that game? Was it Greg Inglis, Gavin Cooper, or Michael Jennings?
Greg Inglis.
Oh, shot. Well done, Eris. Okay.
Here we go,
Eris. Question number three. How many cities will host World Cup matches in Russia next year? Is it 9, 10, or 11?
Go to middle, 10.
Oh,
yeah, we just knew we were going to a tiebreaker.
Yeah, it was 11.
We were going to a tiebreaker in this.
Eris, we're still in the hunt here. Here we go, the tiebreaker.
Now, are we giving
question.
A clue?
Well, are we or not?
No, we didn't last
week. Okay. Best of luck here, Eris. What was the one-day international batting average of former off-spinner Peter Taylor? His ODI batting average, Eris?
23.
Okay. 23. Stay on the line there, Eris.
Down the line.
In the game still.
Matt?
Yeah?
Righto. ODI batting average of former off-spinner Peter Taylor, who, by the way, is a Mudgee resident. Probably listened to the program.
Oh, God. Say 39. That's his batting, maybe. 28.
No, this means...
This means
scores are level and Eris is a winner. Eris, you on the line?
Are you there, Eris?
Yes.
Yeah, the batting average for Peter Taylor was 19.86. Ooh. You said 23. You've got over the line there. What's your club, Eris?
I'm a Manly boy.
Manly boy, there you go.
It's gone from bad to worse.
No, you would have enjoyed listening to Jake Trebojevic. Good on you, mate. That's terrific. Manly Seagulls. Stay on the line there, Eris. We'll get the address and score check now, Jim.
Oh, there you go. Well done, Eris. Congratulations. The Manly watch coming out courtesy of Z&Z. And the score update, Raymond, 12-all. I don't know why there's so much celebration from producer Jeremy. I swear to God. Oh, one team. Come on, we'll get him rolled in the quiz as well. I don't know how it works, but I just know that you guys are plotting against me.
We're not. It's pure luck.
Yeah.
Pure fluke.
Yeah, there you go. Well done, Eris. Congratulations on that. Coming up very shortly, we're going to have our legend of the game. It's Dr. George Paponis. Still waiting on those questions to be SMS'd in by Adrian. So if you could do that very quickly, Adrian. He's on after 9 o'clock. And, of course, we'll go inside the New South Wales camp with Dean Bulldog Ritchie as well. Popped into the People's Publican's Pub in Queanbeyan last week. Now, this is Parramatta. He's been down there quite a bit. And only to be told he just... ducked out, quote unquote. He's avoiding me. I'm getting a complex. Paramat in need of friends. Yeah, look, he's a very busy man.
Just scroll down. Paramat's had a second contribution there.
Yeah, this is falls from grace. He mentioned the Hong Kong thing with me. There's a pattern developing. Not to worry. Jimmy was exemplary with his Monday to Friday crew in Brisbane recently. Resumption is so sweet. Yeah,
well done, Paramount.
Yeah, well done. Hi, boys. They haven't said all morning. Oscar Pistorius, who had his world at his feet, no pun intended. Regards, the snob. Yes, and he's got mentioned. He has been mentioned a couple of times. Jimmy Ray falls from grace. Grant Hackett, Maria Sharapova, Claudio Ranieri.
Was that a fall from grace?
EPL winners to sacked. And they did the right thing sacking him.
Steve from St. Clair's joined in. That's a very good one. Biggest fall from grace. Miracle Mal Johnston from your program.
Yes. By the way, I did a gig with Miracle Mal at the Singleton Rugby Club.
How'd it go?
On Friday.
Kingston Town get a run?
Slayed them.
Kingston Town get a run?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he slayed them. No, he did an outstanding
very
job.
Good.
All the good people of Singleton were there. Some of the bad people were there too as well, Ray. So that was good to catch up with them. They do a great job up there. Peter Dunn and his team.
Just quickly before we go to the news break. Mitch from Canberra. Hi, boys. Barry Bonds was a huge fall from grace. 7-time MVP, 14-time All-Star, record for most home runs, and now will never be in the Hall of Fame.
Wow, that's a good one. Pete Rose. Good